This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. And my next guest calling in from Anchorage at Audubon, Alaska, is Max Goldman. Max, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here.
It is nice to have you here. So you're with Audubon, Alaska. Tell us a little bit about what you do with that organization.
Sure. Audubon, Alaska is the state office for the National Audubon Society, which is a big conservation organization. It's been around for over 100 years. We work in the state of Alaska to conserve the wild places in the state, and work a lot in public lands management because a lot of the lands in the state are public. I think something like 65% of the state is state or federally managed. So we work to ensure that those managers are doing so responsibly, and that can look differently depending on the issue, from comment letters to making lots of maps, and then in some cases, like what we'll talk about today, putting together some resources so that people can enjoy those places and really recognize the value of the intact landscapes that we have in the state, and sort of foster a greater appreciation for the birds and habitats throughout the state, and create a stronger will to protect those important ecosystems.
Got it. And I know in a minute we're going to be talking about the Southeast Alaska Birding Trail. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like birding is a pretty safe activity for these times, right? If you stay socially isolated, it's a great way to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a good reason to get outside. And right now we're, as most of your listeners probably know, some of the birds that we expect to see in the spring and summer are starting to show up. Of course, there are things to keep in mind, like don't share your scope and don't share your binoculars. But if you practice a safe distancing, birding can be something that you can enjoy on your own, or even in a appropriately distanced group, as you get out there and enjoy the springtime.
Yeah, so I know you're in Anchorage. Here in Juneau, I've been hearing a lot of varied thrushes. And last night on my after-dinner walk, I saw two blue herons. Just really made my night. What are you starting to see up there in Anchorage?
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, we're starting to see some waterfowl show up. I'm just a little bit south of here in Girdwood, right at the end of what you'd call that temperate rainforest. The varied thrushes are starting to call, which is really hard to miss. When they call, they're hard to not hear. But yeah, we're seeing some of those little songbirds show up. Our feeders are getting a little bit more active. And then, of course, you've got the squirrels have started to be active in my backyard, which has been driving my dogs crazy. But we're starting to see all the birds kind of pop their heads up.
Not to put you on the spot, but I will, Max. Can you give us a varied thrush call?
I could give it a try, sure. It's kind of like a... That's as good as I can do. How that does that sound like what you heard?
Yeah, absolutely. Very nice.
Thanks.
Very nice. All right. So getting out to see birds, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Southeast Alaska Birding Trail seems like this sort of virtual, it's online and you can go here and find out where great birding places are in your community in Southeast Alaska. Also get some lists of birds to look for at certain places. You want to take it from there?
Yeah, sure. So this is a project that we worked on with the U.S. Forest Service and Juneau Audubon. Those were the groups, along with Audubon Alaska, that really did a lot of the compiling and the writing and organizing and web design and stuff. But this was really a community guided resource that was compiled by those groups for birders to find and explore the rich diversity of species and habitats in their region. So you can go to the website, which is at ak.audubon.org/Southeast Alaska Birding Trail. You can just search Southeast Alaska Birding Trail also to find that. And what you'll find is a map of 18 communities from Yakutat to Saxman in Southeast. And then when you click on or navigate to any one of those communities, there's a series of great places to go birding associated with each one. So there's over 200 birding sites along this virtual birding trail that you can find. And each one has information about accessibility, has information about some things to be aware of if there's bears around, or, you know, if there's a lot of fishing that goes on, if there's a paved path, and then some driving directions and a link to a map if you might be able to navigate your way there. And then we also have a species list that we've generated. It's pretty rough. We're hoping to be able to refine those, but there's a list of species based on the habitats that you might find, and then a description of each one of those sites. And so we really relied on people from the communities that each of these sites is associated with to give us a what their favorite places to go birding are, and to help us to describe them well, and to give folks whatever information they might need to make sure that they're safe out there, but also that they get to enjoy these incredible places that we live around.
And earlier, Max, you told me that you don't actually have to love birds to be part of Audubon Alaska, but you do, right?
Yeah, well, you do have to love birds. You don't have to be a great birder to be a part of Audubon Alaska. That's right. Yeah, the bird affection is a prerequisite for employment. But no, I am. I've been a birder for a long time. My grandmother, when I was a young boy, when my grandfather died, she joined our local Audubon chapter as a social thing to kind of get out and go birding and meet some new people. And so I go out and carry the scope around for the little old ladies wanting to go see those birds. And after a while, it was just addictive. It was really infectious. It was like kind of like hunting, but without any take, you know, without any consequences. And I really enjoyed it. And that led to a lifelong passion, and studied that in school and beyond. So it's been a part of my life for the vast majority of it.
How would you sort of already started, but how would you describe that addiction? You said it's kind of like hunting. What is it about being out there that attracts you and so many others?
Sure. You know, I think part of it comes with, we have a connection as humans just to natural places, which is one of the incredible things about the birding trail is being able to foster that connection, and also to really support the businesses that practice that regenerative tourism, where they're not only trying to sustain that ecosystem, but also to restore it. We can support them by applauding their efforts or providing them with resources, or by patronizing them, which empowers them to continue their role and as stewards and as hosts to that place. And, you know, people love going out to be outside. And when you become aware of your surroundings, and you start to notice as things change, as folks who live in the beautiful parts of this state do, you also notice the animals that come and go, and you kind of get to know them as if they're your friends. And that's one of the things I really love about birding is, you know, there's lots of birders who go out and they try to find the thing they've never, ever seen before, which is really cool. That's a really exciting thing, to go out and see something that, you know, is brand new to you. But just that kind of connection that comes with going out and being aware of the plants and animals and seasons and climate that you're surrounded by, and that makes up a place and makes up an ecosystem, is really powerful and special. I think it's a part of our human existence that sometimes gets overlooked, or that we don't put enough time into. And then when you do have the opportunity to go out there, that connection is never more clear than in those moments. I think it's another way, another reason for people to go out and be a part of their ecosystems that we really are a part of.
All right. Max Goldman, I appreciate you being on the show today. He's from the Audubon Alaska office, and we've been talking about the Southeast Alaska Birding Trail. And it sounds like maybe the best way, Max, correct me if I'm wrong, but just search for Southeast Alaska Birding Trail online.
Yeah, that's right. You can search for Southeast Alaska Birding Trail. If you go to ak.audubon.org, there's a bunch of links. It'll be easy for you to find. And there's lots of great information there. And there's more coming. You know, we've got 18 communities right now, but we're hoping to be able to add some more communities in the future. And we'd love to hear from people who use these places. And we'd love to see any photos you take or any stories you have. Please share them with us.
All right, Max, thank you so much for being on today's show.
Hey, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Birdland.